Recording 1.5.
Okay, Peter, will you please tell us the definition of the Australian expression, she'll be apples?
Lovely expression, isn't it? She'll be apples. Or should I say, she'll be apples? Well, what this basically means is someone is going to be really pleased, or surprised, or really thrilled with something. For example, if you show me a present that you've bought for your mother and I say, she'll be apples, this simply means I think she'll love it.
Naomi, your definition is?
Peter's pronunciation is very good. But of course, that's not the real definition of she'll be apples. Let me explain the real meaning to you. As you know, apples are nice, they're sweet, they're good. So if a person is frightened or worried about something, then Australians try to comfort that person by saying, ah, she'll be apples. In other words, everything's going to be fine, so don't worry. She'll be apples.
And finally, Ralph.
Actually, neither of those definitions is true. She'll be apples basically means you think someone is perfect for a particular job. If at an interview, let's say, the person applying for the position is fantastically well qualified and the best applicant, then you'd say, she'll be apples. Or to put it another way, you have a lot of confidence in the person.
OK, Shirley's team, which do you think is the true definition of she'll be apples? Does it mean someone is going to be really pleased or surprised? Or is it a way of saying, don't worry, everything will be fine? Or does it mean someone is perfect for a particular job?
Oh, what do you think? I don't know.